WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
Hip hip hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. You know, you can't keep the old folks down. We all made it in today. It took me about 5 minutes to get out of my driveway, but I finally did get out. And first of all, let me tell you who all we've got on. We've got the class of 1964, and they're planning their 50th class reunion. And I have Linda Harris, who is going to be with us this morning. Have Danny Jones, one of our great artists here in Rutherford County. And Larry Williams, the ultimate professional, who is one of the great people on the, I guess, Larry, you work with the airlines, and anytime there are any problems, then you're there on the job. So I'm glad to see all of you there. And we have Mr. Joe Nunley Jr., who is standing over there in the peanut gallery for some reason. But somebody mentioned the fact that the one thing that we always heard on WGNS when we had this type of inclement weather, tell us, Joseph, what in the world did we hear?
Boots, boots, boots.
Yeah. Boots for mama, boots for daddy, boots for little children. And you know Hal Arbit was out there just in hog heaven, just waiting for everybody to show up. So we're going to be talking about the class of 64. So, Linda, won't you get us started and tell us what's going on? And, you know, it was such a great class. I know you guys have so many great memories of Central High School and the things that were going on back in those days. And we considered the 50s and the 60s as the times that, you know, this country was the greatest in growing up here was really special.
It was. And, you know, throughout the years, we've had a lot of great reunions, but we are striving to have this one be the very best, the most fun, the most memorable, and just awesome. We've tried to time it so it'll coordinate with some other things here in Murfreesboro. On Friday night, June the 6th, we're going to have an area that's designated just for our class to come and enjoy the music on the square. They can start coming anytime they want to, around 6, 6:30, or even later. And we'll have the area, we'll have a big sign and balloons and all that, so they'll know where we are. And then on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Joey is going to be leading a tour group to tour the old Central High School building. And you want to go in the front entrance, right, Joey?
Yes.
You're the tour guy, Joey?
Yes.
No, my job was to get somebody who can do that tour.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to accompany them too,
yes.
Right, Joey?
It's changed a lot since we were there.
Yes, you have to come in correct way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have one of the principals there who will be there. It's 10 that morning. Yeah, that's, by the way, once I'm thinking about that, Principal John Ash says, he showed me into, he's got one room, he says, this is a lot of leftover things from old Central. Mm-hmm. He's trying to have a little museum going.
Oh, great. So,
and he has a lot of things, some things from the band, and the...
I thought you were a professional radio man, Joseph.
Well,
you're trying to be.
I could be, but I think he, if he was here, he'd say, yes, if you find some things that you like and you want to get rid of to see from old Central, They're starting a museum.
Wow.
But Old Central looks good because since we all about what looked like in those years. And this is the first seniors from the school, which is now the Magnet School.
Mm-hmm.
So this is their senior year. This is the first time we've had seniors.
We were kind of like a magnet school back then when you think about it.
I'm sorry. Wrong.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're talking about a chick magnet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Central High was great back then. I mean, how in the world could we have such fond memories of a place that, of course, it meant so much to each and every one of us?
I think, Truman, I really sincerely believe this, that probably our class of classes, two or three on either side of that,
mm-hmm.
is probably, that's the greatest generation of high school that's ever been and ever will be. It'll never be like that again. People mm-hmm. just, it was a simple life, a good life, a fun life.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about reunions is, and I said this at a previous reunion or two, when you come back to a class reunion, you're coming to see people voluntarily
mm-hmm.
that you want to see that was once your friends or maybe now your friends or you wish were you had been your friends.
Right.
And it's just a great opportunity to not forget about the past. We had a lot of great things happen in those years, a lot of fun. And I think Joey, he didn't mention, but I think the memorabilia for the thing is any class, not just the 64 class.
That's correct.
So if you have any memorabilia from Central High School, any class, not just 64.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out. There'll be some dancing going on, I believe.
You know, all the pictures were taken out at one time. The trophies were taken out
mm-hmm.
and just about completely thrown away. And some people got working.
Judy had something to do with that.
Yeah, Judy had something. Richard Reeves. He's got them in his drugstore there on mm-hmm. Memorial Boulevard.
He has our composite, I know.
Yeah, and I was hoping that someday, and since you guys have made... open the door, I was hoping someday that all of those would eventually get back to Central because that's part of the history of it. I know it's considered a magnet school, but it's still Central. It's Central High School plus add on the middle school. So it's special. I am so happy I've got a Central magnet school hat. My grandson is going to be playing baseball for him this year, and he goes to Central Magnet.
You're not interested in that at all.
And it just tickles me to death.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, that's where a lot of our lives were structured. That's where we got to meet the people that really made a change in us and got us going toward a more successful, career or the way you conducted your lives, the way you still conduct your lives. A lot of that was learned at Old Central.
Well, I'm sure you did too. You know, back in those days, the guys could have a good fist fight out behind the building.
Yeah.
And
I used to love
watching. Next day, they may go to Shoney's together or something.
Yeah.
And but nowadays, you have to be careful of confrontations, or you wind up out at Jennings and Ayers. Donnie would be taking care of you.
Now, Larry, did you go when they had the Blues Brothers? When they were actually performing at your reunion?
Yes, I did, and I have a video of that.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah. I think it's on YouTube, isn't it, Danny?
How in the world did you guys get Dan Aykroyd Jones and John Belushi, Goforth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I guess we shouldn't tell that, should we,
No,
Danny?
Let's not talk about that. But, you know, that was part of our generation back then, the music.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember times going to Nashville to the Municipal Auditorium and what's that other auditorium we used to go to down there? The military, what is it? Anyways, going down there to concerts.
I didn't go to
stuff.
All those places like you did.
War Memorial
To
the concerts that they'd have, James Brown or somebody like that, and you'd go together.
Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley. And that's, I guess you could call us the dancing generation. We did a lot of dancing, had a lot of dances. Every Friday night there was a dance somewhere.
Yeah, you guys were kind of a party group, a real social group.
Yeah.
And you know, class of 59, we were all studious. We just had our, we didn't partake in things. Now, what are you specifically looking at? I guess maybe Linda, what are y'all aiming at to get everybody there? I'm sure that was in the class of 64, and it's going to be very laid back. It's going to be, I know in our all our class reunions in 59, it did not matter how much money your mom and dad had or what kind of job you had gotten afterward.
Right.
It's just something special just to see everybody again. And I don't know if you guys are going to be like me, but when I walked in the class of 50, I said, goodness gracious, I'm in the wrong place. Look at all those old people in there. But you know how quickly they got younger and younger and younger as you went on.
Oh, they do. They do. Yeah, that's one of our goals, is to encourage everyone. It's not just one or two's class. It took all of us to make up the class. And some of the classmates have never been, or they haven't been in a long
probably
time.
Probably the ones that live here.
Uh-huh. And we really want to encourage them to come back. I know that they would have a good time, and just seeing one another will be so much fun and make memories. You know, a lot of us went to school with each other since first grade. So
that's
we've
amazing.
Been, yeah, so we've been friends for about 61 years. And then all of us went to school with each other from that were here in our freshman year on, and that's about 54 years that we've been friends. So I think we all qualify as lifetime friends. And you might think, well, I won't be missed or something, but you will. And we're making every effort to contact everyone that is in our class to ask them to be sure and come. And if you know someone that maybe lived here, and you know, check with one of us, call us, email us, and let us know where we can send, you know, information to them, an invitation to our class reunion. We're gonna have the going back to the tour of the old Central High School building. We're going to do that, and I thought it was at 9, but Joey says it's at 10. But he did ask that everyone get there promptly, because I think everybody has to start at the same time. Is that right, Joey?
Well, we've got things to do, so we're going to start at the right time. We never did that before. We're going to start right now. Do it right.
Oh, okay. That's good. And then we're going to have a picnic also that morning.
At the school?
I know. Later that morning, we're going to have a picnic. Steve Goforth's church has a pavilion out on Strickland Road, 2100 Strickland Road. You go out Manchester Highway on Elam Road.
Turn right on First Elam Road.
First Elam Road. And then you go about a mile. And that starts at 11, and we'll go to around 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have food and drinks and music and some kind of maybe games or something. I don't know. We're in the planning stages on that. But closer to time, we'll email the directions in case someone missed the information here. And then, of course, Saturday evening, we'll be having our class reunion. Starts at 6. We'll have the meet and greet time, and then our dinner starts at 7.
Are you going to invite other classes to be there?
No, this time we thought we'd just do good to recognize
each
other.
Y'all always did think you were better than the rest of the other classes.
Well, we just think that that, you know, we'll have a tough time recognizing each other. We're going to have name tags.
I'm going anyway.
Well,
I'm going to sneak in there.
Yeah, sneak in there.
You don't have to sneak. Walk in.
Yeah, just walk in. And it's going to be casual. We're having it at the country club, not because it's fancy or a black tie event.
Well, won't the ceilings fall in if people walk in there casual?
Probably so.
I can't understand.
But
yeah.
We've always been a rebellious type.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's part of our makeup.
Good.
But it's going to be really casual, summer, you know, laid-back dress, and we're just going to have a really good time. We're mm-hmm. planning on having a dinner at 7, and then we're having DJs for our music, 50s and 60s.
You're going to have
music.
Wayne the Brain?
No, we're going to have Jason Davis and Danny Lowe as our DJs,
mm-hmm.
and we may have a surprise act or two besides the Blues Brothers. That's in the works.
Uh-oh.
And we'll have some time for dancing, and we'll also have lots of time for visiting. That's the feedback we had from our last reunion, was everyone wants to have more time to enjoy seeing one another.
Social. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of our classmates come from all over the country to be there. So we just want it to be a memorable event.
Are you going to have the chicken wire put up for the Blues Brothers?
Well, I'm not sure. I think the Blues Brothers are still critiquing their act, and they're
they've had plenty of time to perfect it, haven't they?
Oh, yes,
they?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, when you guys go to Central, I don't know if you've been there much lately, but one thing I wanted to do was see if I could trace where my classes were and where Mr. Hopgood was, or Mrs. Hopgood was. She taught Latin and English, and she was right next, if I remember, Mr. Pittard's office. Isn't that right, Larry? Once you left Mr. Pittard's office and went down the hallway, I think she was on the right-hand side as you went down.
I don't remember.
See you on this. Thank you very much.
Joey might remember.
Well, I do remember when I had a little tour from Dr. Ash. He took me around. And one thing he says, can you go upstairs? I said, well, yes.
Ms. Jaggers was upstairs. Yes.
I have a story about her, too. Yeah. But we went around to on the west end, which is the new end of the building. And I went, because one of my students is teaching there. So we walked in. I says, I know that room. That was senior English Mr. Scott room. So when you walk around, you'll see some things. I remember that.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that are going to be different.
It would be nice if they could somehow map that out as where the teachers were during the particular time in 1964 when you go through there. Because it was hard, since the building has changed some. It was hard for me to actually focus on where some of them were.
Well, our group will be meeting in a few weeks, and maybe we can figure out, get something like that. Interesting, most of us have been going to the same meetings to get this lined up and everything. Mm-hmm. And I heard you were talking about the ways we used to do and how we're in our. They haven't changed. I sit back and listen to the people who are talking. Now, a lot of the ladies didn't want to get on the radio because they talk all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Eleanor Claire Ayers, yes.
But what they've been doing is they've been meeting for lunch somewhere for all these years anyway. And so they know what's going on. But they won't talk on the radio, except Linda. So,
now, Linda, you were telling me before we went on the air that you guys meet every week, which is extraordinary.
We do. We pick different restaurants. Everybody mm-hmm. gets a turn to pick where we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the best time. And anytime some of the girls from our class are in town, maybe to see about their parents or mm-hmm. for whatever, then they usually will let us know that they're in town. And sometimes we maybe have to change the date so we can, you know, meet and see them. But it's just like we actually resort to, well, all of them but me, mm-hmm. resort to being teenagers again. I kind of mm-hmm. have to keep them whipped into shape.
Yeah.
And but we meet every week. And starting tonight, we're starting a new thing where the guys are also being invited. And once the first Monday night of every month from now on, we're going to meet at Jason's Deli at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys can bring their spouses or guests, and then the girls will bring their spouses or guests, or they'll come by themselves like me. So anyway, though, that gives us a lot of time to see everyone, and it's just so much fun. It just brings back such great memories. And basically, we may have supposedly grown up through the years, but our basic personalities are still there. And like Danny, for example, he's still so mischievous. You know, he tries to act grown up, but
you know, he's our Rembrandt here in Rutherford County.
Yes, I know. And
great artist.
Talented. Yes, yes, he is. And
my head's swelling.
We're really proud of so many of our classmates that have, all of them actually, have been successful in their own
You're proud of them, no matter what type of success it is. Everybody yes. reaches a certain goal, and I know the class of 64 is proud of every one of
them. We are.
Truman, we have, if there's somebody out there that we've missed and we don't know or haven't heard from or they haven't heard from us, it's not by design. We try to reach everybody, and we do a lot of diligence about trying to find people we can't find. So if there's people out there that knows of somebody that hadn't been receiving information from us, please let us know. Now, we have a website, Linda. What's the site? Is it a Facebook site?
We have a Facebook site that is CHS. I don't even know what it is. Do you know, Larry?
Very successful Facebook site.
Yeah.
We try to put all of our stuff up here.
You realize that half the people in your class are not going to fool with Facebook or anything else. It probably would be more than that.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can tell you we have a 64 girls Facebook site, and it's just called 64 girls, and mm-hmm. we go back and forth on that about where we're going to eat, or we'll update if someone has some news that we don't want the guys to see. Use that one.
Now, how many of the girls on regularly meet together?
Anywhere from 10 to 12.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We have a great time. You know, sometimes we're a little loud in restaurants, but we haven't been asked to leave any of them yet, so... I guess we're doing okay.
Now, do you actually have a list of those you haven't been able to contact, the ones that didn't make your last one?
Yes, we do.
Now, how many people would be on that list?
We've been having about 75 to 80 classmates coming on an average to the last reunions.
I think that's correct.
And we have we had a class of what, 316, 318, something like that. Joey, do you know the number? A little over 300, we'd like to have them all come.
That's kind of a small percentage.
It is, but you got to remember, a lot of these people live all over the country. We've got, like, Pam Eakes. She comes from Seattle, Washington every year or every time.
We have them come from all over the country.
Yeah, and we'd like to have them. It gets expensive. You know, you buy an airline ticket in here from the Midwest or anywhere, South Florida, whatever, it's expensive to come to these things. And we try to keep our money down, or our cost down, that we have to charge them to a minimum. But we also have, they haven't mentioned, but we also have a library fund.
Mm-hmm.
And every time one of our classmates dies that we know of, we put a book in the library in their memory. Yeah. And we've done okay with that. We get some contributions from the people and local, and we've done pretty well with that.
You don't have kind of a clannish group, do you? I mean, ours are something like 90% or something.
Really?
I think that's right. Bob Mifflin can call if he's listening, but I think
we've got 90% of 10 is 9.
Hey, we're not that far behind you, big boy. Of course, I remember when Mitchell Nelson was just opening up. I mean, you guys, some of you guys probably went somewhere besides Mitchell Nelson and Critchlow, didn't you?
Hobgood. Some of them went to Hobgood.
Yeah.
I went to McFadden. I graduated from the greatest school in this town, McFadden.
McFadden was a great school.
Well, it was a county school when I went there.
Yeah, well, it still is.
Well, yeah, but it was just a regular county school. Now it's a magnet school or something.
Oh, yeah, it's a great school.
But, you know, we let out for...
Well, guys, if you've got a earphones, put them on, because we've got a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with the class of 64.
Thank you. They are doing such a great job. You know, they're really having a fun time. I wanted to give the Facebook address that people can contact our class. It's 1964 CHS 50th Reunion Alerts. And it can be found on Facebook, and we'd love to have everybody joining in.
God, you sound a lot like Becky.
It is. Y'all are doing a great job.
Aren't they? You know, there are some smart people that came out of the class of 64. I'm proud of them.
Absolutely. Some fun people, too.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Becky.
I'll give you 20 bucks later, Becky.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
stayed up all night to give the days away. And the music was flowing, amazing and blowing my way.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Get well, live well at Northside Healthcare.
We have transition care for people that need to get a lot of therapy and then go home, but we also have rooms and beds available for people that this may be where mom or dad needs to be for the rest of their lives, somebody that needs that one-on-one attention and care that's not safe to be at home by themselves.
They listen to you all the time. I'm happy in here.
You got good people to take care of you.
Northside Healthcare on East MTCS Drive beside Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Live with breaking news. Breaking news.
This is Talk Radio WGNS.
Updating you here on the winter weather situation. We do understand that Rover buses are again running. We told you that a bit earlier. Rover buses started rolling about 9 o'clock. However, they do want you to be aware that there will be delays as the buses are taking it slowly on the roadways here in Murfreesboro. Also, we just got word that the boys sectional game, Blackman at Stone Memorial, which is at Crossville, that game has been moved to tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So the Blackman at Stone Memorial boys sectional game has been moved to tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we are still awaiting word on what will happen with the Siegel and Walker Valley game at Siegel High School tonight, scheduled for tonight anyway. Also, Motlow College in Smyrna is closed. Laverne City offices and non-essential services in Smyrna closed today. All branches of the Lineball Library closed. The St. Clair Street Senior Center is closed as well. To update you from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, I-24 near Joby Jackson Parkway, open, but traffic is moving very slowly there. It's just like a sheet of ice out that neck of the woods. Sheriff's Office deputies worked about 100 crashes from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. this morning, and most of those crashes occurred on I-24 and State Route 840 when people were trying to take it too fast on the open highway. So lots of crashes this morning. We've been following this throughout the day. Traffic right now pretty slow in areas, but we do understand that very slick. Not a lot of traffic out there. That's what I mean by slow. Temperature at 28 degrees and the snow continues to fall. We could get up to an inch of snow as our winter weather advisory has been extended to 4 p.m. this afternoon. Now that's on top of the ice that we had, and it just takes a very thin layer of ice on the roads to create big problems like we've seen this morning. Murfreesboro City Police worked about 50 crashes this morning as well, so lots of accidents. Again, to repeat the newest information, Blackman at Stone Memorial sectional game moved to Tuesday at 7 p.m. We'll break in to give you any further information throughout this special edition of The Truman Show. Truman Show and Rutherford Issues between 9 and 11 this morning to keep you informed on what's happening here in our community in terms of the wintry weather. You can get non-medical care at home for you and your loved one. Just visit athomecaretn.com.
My name is Mary Arnold. I am the administrative assistant here at Home Care. I really love my job because I get to be interactive with the clients and the caregivers. I'm the first person they meet when they walk in the door and the last person they see when they leave. It's a very nice, relaxing place to work.
Here's Melissa Warren with At Home Care.
The one thing that I think really sets At Home Care apart is that we understand we may not be the answer for everyone that phones us, but our goal is to help everyone that phones us, give them direction, give them information, maybe lead them to where they do need to call to get the help they need.
For that personal, non-medical care at your home, contact the professionals at homecaretn.com. Premier Six Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Premier Six on Broad and Jackson Heights.
How many avenues have you taken but still keep coming back to the road asking yourself, how do I find my purpose in life? Have you ever set goals for yourself and lacked that extra oomph to see them through? If not, it's time to start. If so, what has kept you from achieving them? I'm Jean Jenkins, and I'm a certified Christian life coach. I can help you find your passion and purpose, help you attain them, and hold you accountable. Maybe you lack the self-esteem to do any of the above. I have the desire to help you see your worth, passions, and goals in life. Through life coaching, you can build a greater self-esteem so you can approach life with a determination to pursue your goals with inspiration and a burning desire to achieve them. You'll expand your possibilities through accountability. In the end, you'll be inspired, motivated, and willing to step out of that box that's constrained you so you can reach your goals with a greater love for yourself. For more info, go to findingyou.com. That's findingewe.com. You can't take care of other things until you take care of yourself. Start off the year by investing in you.
Weatherize.
We'll see a few scattered flurries here for this afternoon with cloudy skies and temperatures holding rather steady. Winds out of the north around 15 to 20 and winds will gust as high as 30. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 23.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. When shopping for car insurance, do not end up buying more insurance for a more price. Talk to Safe Auto. Always the right car insurance for the right price right now. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
As we continue to keep you updated here on WGNS on all the closings and situations that are going on due to the icy conditions, we have just received word that the Siegel game, the boys sectional game as they host Walker Valley tonight, has been postponed. It'll be played tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so the boys sectional games, including Blackman and Siegel, have been moved to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Now we get you back to The Truman Show.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with us for the class of 64, Centrals, of course. And we want to let you know that this part of their show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding, located at 900 Captain Joe Fulgham Drive. And everybody in this room knows who Joe Fulgham was. And that's just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. And metal roofs are beautiful, resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and many are less expensive than asphalt shingles. They offer factory direct pricing so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max roofing and siding. Give them a call today at 494-1693, 494-1693. Pull them up on the website, www.metalmax.com. And we also want to let you know.
Let me break in here just a second to tell you, Alan Bozeman just sent an email to me about Rover buses. Well, it says they're resuming normal schedule, so the title of the email said shutting down, but they have reopened, so I just wanted to make sure. We've had lots of calls about Rover this morning.
Some things can be very confusing in the type of morning that we've got going on this morning. And also, since we've got most of the people here are over the age of 50, 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50. I don't hear anything. Now, there is a way to restore your hearing, and you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today. Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost 2 decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265. That's 848-9265. 9265. You know, you guys have got a lot of people that have really reached a high level of success, and nobody more than Larry Williams, who is out keeping our skies safe and working and trying to improve the things that need to be improving. But really, we're at a very high level of skill right now in aviation. But Larry, you wrote a book, and it's called The Unruly Skies, and I presume that that actually relates to what you do as far as finding out what is right and what's wrong with our airlines and air safety right now.
Well, that's correct, Truman. I spent 34 years with the FAA as an inspector, and the whole time I would tell people about some of my experiences, and they said, you ought to write a book. And I said, well, no one would believe it. So I retired 4 years ago today, and I wrote a book that came out just a few months ago about my experiences inside the FAA.
You've got some really interesting questions on the back of your book, and I recommend this book highly to all the people out there that love to fly and also maybe do a lot of traveling. I think this is a must book to read, and there's some interesting things in here. Why do only 19% of non-supervisory FAA employees trust their immediate supervisor? Do you have any people that work directly for you, Larry?
Well, I'm retired, so no one works for me now. So. Yeah.
That is an interesting question. And why is the FAA rated 214 out of 216 federal agencies as a good place to work?
Well, you'll have to read the book.
Pay.
Well, that's rough.
Pay.
Now, how do they get a hold of your book, Larry?
Well, Amazon.com and Hastings has it in their transportation department over there.
Uh-huh.
Or on my website, LarryWilliams.aero. A-E-R-O.
And thank you for signing it for me. I really appreciate that. It's called The Unruly Skies, and it's one man's journey inside the Federal Aviation Administration. And I think this, once people find out about this book, this is going to be a bestseller, Larry. I really do, because it really reaches out and grabs you, especially if you do like to travel. And I think it'll either make you feel more comfortable or less comfortable. I don't really know what the situation is going to be.
Well, flying is the safest mode of transportation,
right,
believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But some places it could be a lot safer, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing now as a consultant, going to all these foreign places that need a little help here and there.
Do you find that the pilots or maybe the aircraft in other countries is less safe than what we've got, and the airlines, where you actually go to get on your plane and things like that?
Yeah, there are some countries that are what Europe calls the blacklist, and they can't fly to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Some countries can't fly to the U.S. because they're not what mm-hmm. we call Category 1 or Category 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they don't meet ICAO standards. ICAO means the International Civil Aviation Organization. And the FAA goes around to these countries who want to fly to the U.S., and they audit them. That's what I did the last 3 years with the FAA. And they put them either Category 1 or 2
mm-hmm.
or no category. It used to be Category 3, which means basically a blacklist. Category 1 means they can come to the U.S. and add flights. And Category 2 means we found some problems. You can't add flights. You can still come to the U.S., but you have a certain amount of time to improve whatever those problems were.
Is that because of maintenance a lot, Larry?
A lot of it's maintenance, a lot of it's oversight, a lot of it's lack of regulation. A lot of it is mostly lack of oversight by the particular country. They don't have inspectors, and basically you go into the office and pay a fee and get your air carrier certificate.
After 9/11, things changed.
Oh, they did, yeah.
In the airline industry.
Yeah.
And people, sometimes I think they forget the safety issue when they're being patted down, maybe have to take their shoes off or their hat off or something like that. People just naturally feel like it's an imposition to them, don't they?
Oh,
no
they
matter
do.
What. But they don't
yeah.
look at the overall picture.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, when I flew into Washington, I'm flying out of Washington, I had to take my shoes off, and they scanned me and everything else. But, I mean, you know, I was thinking, thank goodness they're doing that, because, you know, you never know what's going to board the plane with you at
that
time. That's
true. They even do the same thing to the crew members, the flight attendants and the pilots. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most difficult industries to regulate, isn't it? Because there's so many things involved.
That's correct. It's a lot of logistics go into just one flight. You know.
Well, I wouldn't want your job. I really wouldn't. It's to me, it would be a very strenuous, stressful job, because you're dealing with so many things. You're dealing maybe with a pilot's career or things that may have happened. Just like you're looking at that, maybe it may be pilot error. You're looking at maybe it was the aircraft. There's so many things. I don't know how in the world you're able to piece together some of the ifs, ands, and buts when you're working at them. It's very difficult.
Yeah, unfortunately, most of the accidents are attributed to some sort of human failure.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot, mechanic, air traffic controller. And some of it is mechanical, but most of it still is human error.
Complacency.
Yes, and automation, which makes it more complacent now.
Would you think that an experienced pilot who has a number of miles, millions of miles in the air, do they sometimes just take it for granted? And of course, things have changed. You have the computer systems now that are doing a lot of the flying on their own, and you kind of lay back and let it take over for you.
Everything's automated in most of the air carriers, and they spend a lot of time before the flight putting in the flight plan, and they take off, rotate, push a button, it's on autopilot all the way. They have auto land, auto brake, auto reversers now, so everything's automatic.
Well, we have a caller on the line, guys, so we got to put our ears back on. Caller, welcome aboard with the class of 64.
Hey there, guys. This is Gail Averett Morgan, and y'all mentioned Ms. Jaggers, and it brought back a memory or two to me. And I remember in November of 1963, I was at lunch, and we all heard about the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. And she had one of the few TVs in the building. And we all went back to class and watched what was unfolding, you know, and it was just such a time. And I think everybody remembers where they were when that happened.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, I remember when she used to pop that bun behind her head every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because she had a little, well, we knew what kind of device was in there. I'm not going to say.
Well, you didn't have Donnie Ayer sitting behind you in American history class. I did. I remember to this day him saying to me, Averett, move your arm. I can't see your paper.
Ah.
And on that note, I'll go away and listen to the radio again. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Actually, Donnie Ayers lives behind me, so I may have to bring that up to him. Bless his heart. I didn't realize Donnie was in the class of 63 with you guys.
He was.
What, and maybe Danny or one of you can mention it. Who was principal at the time that you guys were in your senior class, and were there any special teachers that really stand out to y'all when you were going to school?
Yeah, let's see. I got a paddling from, let's see. I can remember all those. Mr. Blair was principal.
R.M. Blair.
Bandy,
yeah.
And Blair.
In our senior year.
Yeah.
And we have at least.
We had another one. We had three, didn't we?
What?
Y'all ran two of them all? My goodness.
I just remember Blair and Bandy. Blair and Bandy.
And there's at least six teachers are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Or more.
Wow. Well, I know Miss Black, and just as sharp as a tack, bless her heart. Of course, she was a brag at mm-hmm. one time, and just I've had her on my show, and oh, what a great interview.
Well, you've had Jerry Warner.
Yes, Jerry Warner, and he can remember things. We were talking about McFadden earlier, mm-hmm. and that's an area that he just absolutely loved over there. And he came from that area, actually. Now, I remember Mr. Blair very vividly. Somebody, unfortunately, put these firecrackers you throw on the ground and they go off, spread them all over the first floor, and then up the steps into the second floor.
And when you the didn't
first
get caught?
When the first bell went off. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
But it sounded like a war going on with everybody running because they didn't know what was happening. And Mr. Blair was running through the hallway, clear the hall, clear the hall. And so he made all of us go into the assembly room.
Auditorium.
Yeah, the auditorium. And he gave us a lecture. And while he was doing that, I don't know if anybody, you probably don't know, but Donnie Washer was in our class. And he could mimic Mr. Blair perfectly. And he got about halfway through a sentence, and all of a sudden you heard, clear the hall, clear the hall. But, you know, you remember all those things. And it was a growing experience for every one of us. And I don't think I've had a more fun time in my life as I did when I was going through Central High School.
I guess the one I remember most was Ray J. Donald. Anybody have Mr. Donald? You birds didn't get your homework. You birds, everything was a bird. Bird, mm-hmm. bird, bird. You birds.
So you didn't get your homework, huh?
No.
Was it English? Was it English?
Uh-huh, English. Diagram. The man, all he wanted to do was diagram, 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 diagram.
Now, was there anything at all? Of course, everybody had, you loved everybody at the school. I mean, there wasn't anybody that was on the outside looking in. But the thing I remember, everybody had a little group that they ran around with. And when you have your class reunions, do you still try to search that group out?
I don't think it happens as much anymore. And I think that's one good thing about the class reunions is there were those cliques mm-hmm. when we were there. Mm-hmm. But they faded. They seemed to be... once the reunions got started and the next one and the next one and the next one, you could see that dissipate because it was like people saw, well, that guy over there, that girl over there, she's pretty neat. I like to talk to that person. Mm-hmm. Or I wish I'd have known them better in school. That comes to the front.
Yeah.
And that's what's so good about the reunions is people learn that there's a lot of good people and a lot of fun people that they never knew were there.
You know, outside, I guess Seward Air Force Base, most of the kids that were going to school at Central had deep roots here.
Yeah.
Your parents, your grandparents, and on beyond that. And that's one thing I think we miss probably as much as anything else is you don't have that continuation of people knowing each other from one generation to the other. And I think more than anything else, I think that's what affected our school systems. It really has.
It's not... like I said when we first started, there'll never be another generation like that. And I'm saying the class of 64, it's a little bit before us, a little bit after us, but that age group, there'll never be another generation like that. It's the greatest, the baby boomer generation.
Well, it may have been the second best.
Second best. Well, I added you. I said 10
We're
years
in
before.
No, you said three or four. You're not including me, big boy.
Well, I'll go back and include y'all. It was just great. The rest of them might have realized it, but at the time, I didn't realize what I had in my hand.
Oh, no. And I don't think anybody did. We're seeing so many political changes and changes that are trying to change our school system. And, that was the basis of our country being where it is today. It's been in the classrooms.
Yeah.
And we've had so many great teachers and so many people that have meant so much over the years, and that's one thing that's bothering me right now is that they're trying to change the system more into a private enterprise type system. And I am just, when you're having to advertise on radio and television that what they're pushing is really going to be good for this country, you know you've got a problem. So I'm very disturbed about it. But let's get back to when the things are going to be happening.
We've got another emergency here, I think.
Well, no, not this. This is not an emergency. I come charging in. But Anita Fuqua Hatchett called in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to say Principal Swafford. You were looking for principals.
So we had to go all the way to North Carolina to get the right information from this group of 1964.
Did you ask her, was she coming to the reunion?
No, she was seemed to be in a bit of a hurry. So, but
I hope their weather's better than ours.
Call us back.
Yeah, she's probably anticipating some weather out there. But anyway, just thought I would mention that to you this morning.
Thanks, appreciate it, Brian. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the class of 64.
Need a fix? A cabin fever fix? Are the walls closing in on you? Murfreesboro Outdoors is here to help. It's their annual Cabin Fever Fix this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll have free food, door prizes, and discounts throughout the store. The annual Cabin Fever Fix at Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad, just across the train tracks and beside International Paper. They'll have sportsmen like Doug Markham and Rick McFerrin, plus product vendors to answer all your questions. The annual Cabin Fever Fix this Saturday, 9 to 3 at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
Would you like to give back to your community? Getting connected with volunteer opportunities in Rutherford County has never been easier. I'm Becky Lanham with Volunteer Rutherford, and I want to help you make a difference in the lives of others. By visiting volunteerrutherford.com, you will have access to the most comprehensive listing of nonprofit agencies in our county. Whatever your skill set, Volunteer Rutherford will help you find a way to use your talents to change the lives of others. Volunteerrutherford.com, connecting citizens to service.
Hey Murfreesboro, if you need a clean, reliable used car but you've had credit challenges in your past, Easy Auto is now here to help. We are the home of the small down payment, and we've been treating people right in East Tennessee since 1991. And now we're in Murfreesboro. Easy Auto finances your sales tax and registration. You'll also have peace of mind knowing every vehicle comes with a free vehicle history report and goes through a 49-point inspection, including emissions testing. Come see us at 2006 South Church Street or browse our inventory and apply online anytime at easyautoonline.com.
Why not buy the easy way? Just come on down and see today. At Easy, we're always on your side. At Easy, we help you get your ride.
Live breaking news. Breaking news. This is Talk Radio WGNS.
Treacherous road conditions continue out there today, and that has forced the Social Security office to close at noon. The Social Security office closing at noon today. These are some new closings we have for you. Also, the boys sectional games involving Siegel and Blackman High School games, those have been moved to tomorrow night. So they will be played not tonight, but tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the at Siegel and at Stone Memorial with the Blackman Blaze. Laverne City offices, Smyrna City offices closed. Limebaugh Library is closed today. St. Clair Street Senior Center is closed as well. We've got some light snow falling and expect that to continue here for the next hour or so here downtown. We'll continue to keep you updated. Another segment of The Truman Show coming up on this extended edition here this morning. And we'll get to Rutherford issues where we'll update you on all of the snow situation coming up a bit later on here in the program. Stay tuned to WGNS for the latest and WGNSradio.com online.
Now more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS, The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS. The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with a class of 64. Got to one thing we want to cover again is when all the events are going to be happening, because we want to make sure everybody is on the right page for this.
Okay. On Friday, June 6th, we will plan to meet on the square for the music on the square around 6 or 6:30 at a designated area that will have balloons and also our classmates can see, so we can gather there and enjoy talking and enjoy the music. Then Saturday morning, they will have a tour of the old Central High School building. Joey said it was at 10, but they do ask that everyone be prompt and meet at the front entrance, and they will take a tour for the ones that want to see the building. Then from 11 to 2, we will be having a picnic with food and drinks provided, and that will be 2100 Strickland Road out the first Elam Road from Manchester Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And then that evening we'll have our class reunion starting at 6 at the Stones River Country Club, and it will be casual, and we don't know what time it'll end, but just be there at 6 and we'll go from there.
Now, evidently there isn't any history still going on about you guys and the swimming pool.
There may be some, which caused us to have to find a different location at one time for our class reunions, and I think Danny Jones had something to do with that, but I think he was the ringtail leader on that. It was something to do with a golf cart.
Somebody drove it into the swimming pool, right?
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
That wasn't during the Blues Brothers concert, was it?
I don't think so, but it could have been.
Okay.
And because he was known to do things like that. And we're just hoping this time that since we're all mature that no one jumps in the swimming pool or gets arrested mm-hmm. or anything like that. We're going to try to
And the cost, I'm sure, is at a very minimal.
Yes, it's $50 per person, and that uh-huh. covers for our picnic and for our class reunion. We'll have invitations going out here within the next 2 weeks where we're mailing them out to all our classmates. And one thing that we'd like to ask for those of you that are listening, we are going to do a composite of pictures to show on a screen at the class reunion. So we are asking that if any of you have any school pictures from the first grade on, that you could send a hard copy to us. We are going to work on that. It's going to take some time, so we're hoping that if you could, please send them by the end of March. And we'll want them to go to Judy Taylor Dickerson, and her mailing address is 2214 High Meadow Drive here in Murfreesboro, and her zip is 37129. And again, that is Judy Taylor Dickerson at 2214 High Meadow Drive, Murfreesboro, 37129. Now, the pictures will be interesting, and I can personally say I have a picture from first grade with me and an attorney here in town. He was dressed as Abe Lincoln, and I'm dressed as Betsy Ross. So I don't think he knows it yet, but that picture will be on the composite.
Now, are you going to let us know who the attorney is?
Well, they'll just have to come to the reunion and see. But he has a big, tall, black hat, mm-hmm. and he was blonde-headed in school. And his wife's name is Mary Jane. So.
Well, that ought to let the secret out already.
That ought to let people know that he will definitely be there, hopefully, to see his picture. And so any pictures like that or any of our high school pictures would be great for us to make this composite that will be up on a screen on the wall.
That alert.
All right, Danny.
I'd like to add that if you can't send a hard copy, if you can send an attachment or something to one of our addresses, the 1964 CHS 50th Reunion Alert, or the other one we've given out, I don't know what it is. It's on here somewhere. But anyways, if you can send something, we'll find some way to get that picture off the internet and print it.
Right.
So don't just not send something because we've asked you to send a hard copy. They're asking us to give them hard copies to the people that's making this. So I will make hard copies if we have to.
Now, why are we all wearing beads and Joey is wearing a jester hat?
We're the party class, isn't it? Is that who you said?
Oh, yes. But well, see, I'm a class of 59. We were a little bit more reserved
tomorrow
than you guys.
Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday.
All right.
And y'all go figure out. A lot of people know where I get my fat, but and I'll get some tomorrow night. But Linda, you have some beans for you, beads, and you've got to earn yours somewhere. But,
oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
Could be.
We're not exactly in New Orleans now, Joey.
But it didn't start there. It started in, you know where it started?
Where?
Virginia? Savannah, Georgia.
Nope. Moneo?
Mobile, Alabama. Yeah. Well, that's not far.
But for our friends from Germany, this is Fasching time also. It's the same thing. But I just happened to have this in my hat. And, but this, since we're a party in class.
Joy, weren't you voted the most, the funniest senior boy or something like that?
Hey, speech.
It's going to be a while for that.
I'm trying to remember what it was. I never figure out how that happened. I have no idea.
We don't either.
I'm sure it fits, though, Joey.
I hope you wear the hat tonight at Jason's Daily, Joey.
No, I have. Sometimes I take that for basketball games. I hadn't gone to church yet with it, but.
Now, Steve Lane wasn't in your class. He's younger.
He's a couple of years younger.
Yeah, you and Steve Lane are big buddies because I've been friends with Steve for many, many years. And you just showed me a picture of a 70-foot boat?
It's about 70 feet, I think. He said it's 35, but I think it's about 70. And I think he's listening right now.
My goodness. I mean, you're talking about having the good life.
Yeah, his boat came in.
The ship came in, now, Larry.
No, it's a boat.
Yeah. Now, I do want to cover your book again because it's fascinating to me, and I'm going to read it tonight, The Unruly Skies. And I think that everybody out there that has an interest in flying needs to pick this book up because, and you said that you can get it through three or four different avenues.
Yeah, you can get it here locally at Hastings and on my website. Easy to remember, LarryWilliams.Aero, A-E-R-O.
Now, is this based on all the years of working with these things?
It's a true story about how I got on with the FAA and then the 34 years with the FAA.
I have seen you out in the field many, many times.
Outstanding in the field, right?
Yeah, and here in this county, I don't know how many accidents we've had that had people who actually perished in flights. And I can remember three or four of them very vividly. But looking at the crime scene, of course, it has to be completely taken over, and you have to find every piece that you can to put that plane back together again. And it's such, like I said earlier, it's very tedious work and time-consuming. But it shows how much that you guys put an effort in to making sure you find out what's wrong and then taking care of it and fixing it.
That's correct. That's the biggest reason is determine the accident cause and try to prevent another one.
Well, did anything happen during your class of 64 that sent you off in this direction? Or did you just always have a love of flying?
Well, actually, it's in the book. you'll have
to read
it.
Hey, this is not that difficult.
Some of us don't read.
You take a trip after you graduate. Mm-hmm. Of course, Daytona, right? Went to Daytona?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the last day we were there, well, the whole week we were there, we saw these tow planes towing signs up and down the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to my buddy, I said, boy, that'd be the best job in the world, towing banners up and down the beach. And I was thinking about taking flying lessons, and my friend said, you know, I was too. Let's go out to the airport when we get back and see about doing that.
Hmm.
And that's where it started.
Now you see those motorized balloons all over the place. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a great show.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you, Linda. Glad to have you. Joey, always good to have you.
Thank you.
Danny and Larry. And I know that you guys are going to have a lot of fun. And I wasn't kidding, Linda. Usually when you have your 50th class reunions, you have a lot of other people stop by and visit because there's something about during your time at Central, there are some people that I can't remember whether they're in my class or not because I was friends with people that were underneath us or ahead of us or whatever. And I think that kind of made it really, really special.
Absolutely. We all had friends that were in classes ahead of us and behind us too. But this time we talked about it, and we just thought maybe this one time we would just keep it special for our class. But now that's anyone that was in our class in the freshman year, the sophomore, junior, or senior, because so many times people moved or for some reason there was sickness and they had to drop back a class or whatever. So if anyone was in any of our classes from freshman year on, they are invited as well.
All right. And the very first meeting will be in June the 6th
on the square.
Okay.
And the class reunion will be June the 7th at 6 p.m. at the Stones River Country Club. And earlier that day, we'll have the tour of the old Central High School building at 10 and the picnic on Strickland Road at 11 to 2.
Now, all you people from the class of 64, you need to go because it's a really, really special time for you, and you will enjoy it probably much as you have anything in your whole life. So make sure that you show up.
Yes, please do.
And we'll see you guys in the morning. We'll have Judge David Bragg on. See you there.